1003就是不一样。你好，我是郑良，感谢你继续收听 Sunday 音乐思想。今天请到了一位嘉宾上我的节目，他是本地著名唱片骑士 DJ Coldflow。 那他除了接受访问呢，也会在节目中跟你分享音乐。可是首先呢，我还是有一个问题 要问的，那就是你在本地真的是很有名，但是你只赢过一次DMC 锦标赛，对不对？
Actually 我只赢过一届，我是在 I think in this whole industry the guy that won the
least.
Yeah,
you mean
the least.
Yeah, but you made such a huge wave.
I think I was lucky because I mean DMC I only won it once.
Yes.
And I won the Heineken test after that with something different again. And then after that I won the Nike Street Style Award as well. And from there on, I mean, I brought back the old memories of how the Singaporean DJs would used to do it. But because hip-hop wasn't big back then, it's only us who went in there to, you know, listen and dance to it. And I brought back that flavor in say, early 2000 when hip-hop was catching up to the world, right? So that was a time where everything went out there. That's how I kind of stood my ground, and people recognized me as one of the, you know, the easy prominent ofSubject of what hip-hop Singapore is, you know?
其实现在回想起来，这真的是一条很漫长的路，因为我记得那个时候你赢了很多不同的这些比赛中，然后又有品牌赞助你，然后你频频上杂志，然后就有人说，哎呀，这个啊已经失去了他的目标，他的方向了，现在已经变成了一个花瓶。对不对？因为那个时候有很多人都说，哎，为什么他一直频频上杂志？其实他赢过一届而已嘛，他就大不了就是一届 DMC， 为什么整天都是说这个 DJ Coldflow 前 DJ Coldflow 后的，然后那些赢过两三次的又是怎么样的？为什么那个，你有没有想过为什么那个时候大家都一直给你这么多的？
我 actually 有想过，我也是想，哇，为什么我会 so lucky， you know， like I always question myself like what's up， you know， but there's a lot of winners out there， but I think there's a lot of different possibilities， cause like end of the day it's how much vision you have as a young kid that you want to succeed in this one thing, right? I mean, I think two adults, competition is just a competition. But end of the day, it's where your heart bring you to, you know? So I think as a kid, that's where they saw that whole fire and the passion that was in me. Yeah.
就是年轻的小伙子。
Yeah, 对。
然后敢参加比赛，然后脱颖而出。
Yeah, and I was the youngest guy to win during that time. So,
当然之后就有更年轻的。
当然，对啊。现在我今天的比赛我去看，哇，有一个17岁的，非常非常厉害，
真的。
Yeah, really very good.
看到你会觉得很欣慰，因为现在的这个圈子就越来越多年轻人参与，然后看到他们展现自己的才华，
对，
也让你回想起以前参加比赛的那个过程。
And when these kids come up to me, like, you know, I don't care how many times you win, but you're my inspiration.
1003就是不一样。Hey DJ, just play that song, keep on scratching.All night. Hey DJ, just play that song. You have me. Sunday 音乐思想。今天你也就是带着自己的音乐跟大家分享。
对。
首先我们要来听的这首是 The Executioner's The Turntables Anthem， 对你的意义很重大，对吗？
Yeah， 当然，因为这是我第一首a first full scratch album that I had it on CD。
就是整张专辑
yeah,
以 scratch 为主。
对，因为以前我们没有 YouTube 这些都。
是，所以你是几时买这张专辑的？记得吗？
好像是97年、
98年
的时候，
我们没有 YouTube，
呀，没有 YouTube，
刚刚有 Internet，
呀，刚刚有 Internet， 可是也没有 Credit Card， 所以就是真的，so lucky that I went to Borders and I saw one, I was like wow, and I took it, and then that really just changed my whole perspective of what scratch music can be, you know.
Oh, no. 其实这首歌的 sample 部分，也就是副歌 Hey DJ, won't you play that song, 是可以追溯至80年代的一个、组合，叫做 The World's Famous Supreme Team, 那个时候呢他们创造的这首歌曲叫做 Hey DJ。
You're smoother than Dr. J. You didn't come to the party in a limousine. Yet your guts are fresh and your rap so mean. Take your two turntables and a microphone. You kept on keep them dancing.
Sunday 音乐思想。其实我记得那个时候你赢了DMC 本地的锦标赛之后，你就代表我国去英国参加国际比赛，但是你输了。How did you feel when you came back and people said he's really nothing, he didn't win
the
international competition anyway?
To me, it was like, it's cool. I didn't win. I know I didn't win. I won with maybe creativity, but I didn't win with skill for sure. And I only had like 1 or 2 years of experience and to be honest about it, yeah, I know. You know?
其实对于自己的音乐 那种热爱，那种热忱是真的很重要，因为人家的几句话是很容易击垮一个人的，
yeah, yeah.
对吗？
Yeah, but I think critics are always going to be there because when you're doing art, there's always going to be critics, you know? So like, it's more important that you know every year you take part in a competition to improve yourself, you know? Like, I think when I stopped competing, for the first 1 or 2 years, I was kind of feeling really difficult because I was like, yeah, I wasn't really scratching a lot, I wasn't improving a lot. But then I told myself, I gotta treat like I have to improve something, you know, in a different field maybe. Yeah.
And now competition is no longer on your mind.
Yeah, like no longer in my mind. And then I dropped out from the competition like in 06 or something. And then there came 2008, and the magazine started voting best DJ 2008, and I won it. I was like, "Are you serious? I don't compete anymore."
所以你有时候还是觉得很懊恼，为什么大家还是这么关照你
？Yeah, I think it's the impression that I have gave people. You know, like a lot of people that.The passion really is just...
Maybe it's just a name. maybe the name is nice. 这首歌是 Herbie Hancock 的经典，我是非常欣赏他，因为他是一个不断推陈出新的一个音乐人。他到了今年70多岁，他还是 OK， 我还是要继续弹钢琴，我还是要继续玩。而且他是第一位，使用电子琴的一个爵士音乐人。那个时候他也跟你面临同样的一种困境，也就是很多人说，哎，有没有搞错，你用电子钢琴，你有病啊你啊，你已经不是一个真正的爵士乐手。但他是继续的发挥爵士乐。
对， I think he's one of the really guys out there that really improvise a lot. Being his improvisation and experimental self, that came Grandmaster DXT.
Yeah.
Which is a well-known DJ back then, a well-known scratch DJ, one of the four founders of what hip-hop music was really. He inspired the whole America and inspired a lot of legends.
A whole generation.
There, whole generations of legend that inspired my generation of DJs or so.
So he started the ball rolling.
Yeah, just by that one simple guy going in and did that simple scratch. Chip, chip, joy, chip, chip, joy.
Yeah. Grandmaster DXT 他是一个举世闻名的唱片骑士，而且那个时候刚刚是很流行 MTV 的，
对对，
所以任何出现在 MTV 上面的那个画面其实对很多年轻人的影响是很深的。那个时候我也记得他就是穿那个
spaceship
太空他的那个太空装，说哇，这个是谁这个也是有病的。但他心里可能在想，我知道这一次跟 Herbie Hancock 合作将会走入音乐的历史，因为这一定会是一首爵士经典歌曲。
这一秒不放弃，下一秒有奇迹，就算失败别失意，相信自己可以。
你说想要放弃，再也撑不下去，付出得不到回应让你灰心，一直停留在原地看不到前景，对于未来充满不安和疑虑，无法平衡心理，所以你变得压抑，总在夜里翻来覆去难以平静。说你没有自信，没有能力，没有运气，没有再继续下去的动力。问问自己，当初是什么让你决心决定要朝着梦想前进？曾经对生命充满了热情，现在为什么变得这么消极？是不是挫折失败让你失去勇气？是不是无法承受现实的打击？是不是真的甘心就这样输给命运？其实你还有机会，别轻视自己。
这一秒不放弃，下一秒有奇迹，坚持到底，尽全力才对得起自己。这一秒不放弃，下一秒有奇迹，就算失败别失意，相信自己可以。
也说到臭皮匠，其实也是臭皮匠的成员之一。
OK， 臭皮匠有两个 DJ。
对
，OK， 在2000年和2002年时候是 DJ Ruff。
对，
但在2004年以后是 I Take Over，
就是你加入。
对 ，So I actually miss out a lot of fun when they're in Hong Kong and Taiwan.
Yeah,
I missed out that part because I was really young. I was still a fanboy anyway, you know.
Yeah.
During that point, when I heard 臭皮匠，like, Wow, this is local.
Yeah, this is our very own rap stars.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Wow, this is really...
And in Chinese.
And in Chinese, yeah. And it's not like a cheesy rap or something like that. It was really, you know...
是有一点深度。
对对，
是有概念。
Substance.
对。
So I was a fan, you know, pretty much. I was like, okay, I listen to the music and I see them hanging out with the same people that I hang out with, but I don't really talk to them, you know. But then when it comes to a point where 2004 and Ruff said, like, I really don't have enough time and I gotta quit this whole thing and I'm thinking of getting married. And so the boys call me up. It's like, so they're like, okay, who do you think can take over, you know? And obviously they need a Chinese DJ because it's a Chinese-orientated music, right? Yeah. So they're like, oh, get GoFlow, no problem, easily fit in that picture, that's it. So I went in there and I hang out with the boys. I'm like, okay, it's the same vibe, really, you know, we all came from pretty much the same background. And then we're like, okay, man, we gel together pretty much, and that's me on for Toby Tiao.